Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
So I'm going to encourage somebody to get outside of the box. You don't have to be so radical or unorthodox like I am, but at least don't be boxed in by religion. Don't be boxed in by man-made ideologies and relics and so forth. Glory be to God. I want to read a scripture. If you got your Bibles, you can open up to 1 Corinthians, glory be to God, 15 verse 4. And I'm going to just go through this. I'm not going to try to hold you long today, but I'm going to go through this. 15:4, it says that he was buried and that he raised up on the third day according to the scriptures. My God, that is straight to the point. Very simple, not drawn out or nothing. According to the scriptures, he rose up on that third day. According to the scriptures. Hallelujah. How many of you all believe the Bible is the infallible word of God? How many of you all believe
that the Bible is true? Amen.
The Bible is the blueprint of our very lives. The Bible is my everything. The word of God. You have two types of word. You have the Logos word and you have the Rhema word, the right now word. The Logos word means the written word. The Rhema word or the right now word means the spoken word or the prophetic word. But one thing I say to everybody is that the Logos word, it never changes. The Bible tells us what? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall remain. Glory be to God. The Rhema word can shift according to our behavior. The spoken word can shift. But his infallible written word, his Logos, it never changes. It stays the same. So I love this scripture passage where it says in 1 Corinthians 15:4 that he was buried and that he raised up on that third day according to scripture. Why was he buried? He was buried so that we may have life. He was buried so that he can conquer death. Bible goes on in other passages to say that he conquered death. He went to Hades. He took the keys of life and death, the keys of the kingdom from that old dirty rascal Satan, Lucifer, that old pitiful fallen angel. He took the keys of the kingdom so that we may have life and life abundantly. The Bible says that he wants us to have life and life abundantly. How many of you all have life? Do you know what life is? The opposite of death. Do you know what life is? Are you living?
Amen.
Religion ties you down. When you got religion, well, religion that's not pure, then you don't got Jesus. How many of you all got Jesus? When you got Jesus, Hallelujah. You got life.
Amen.
How many of you all are living and not tied down or boxed in by religion? How many can say that I'm truly living my best years? Because when we live or when we live in Christ, we have liberty in him, freedom in him. I'm living. I'm telling you, I'm having one heck of a time. I'm living and I'm living the best years of my life. My wife is living. She's having the best years of her life. She's having one heck of a time. We are living because we have freedom in Jesus. Freedom in Christ. We are living. He's given us life. He went down. He was buried in the tomb. He died so that we may live. I just seen an angel. Glory be to God. Yeah, I felt the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
He lives so that he died so that we may live. The Bible tells us that he became poor so that we
can become rich.
Amen.
I look at death as poverty. He died. He became poverty. He became death. He became that thing so that we may have life. We may have riches. We may have wealth. We may walk in abundance. Deuteronomy 8:18 says what? Remember, it is the Lord thy God that has given you the power to obtain wealth.
Amen.
Jesus, he rose up according to scriptures on the third day with all power. The Bible says that he was given all power in heaven and in earth and all the galaxies and all the universe. He was given all power. The Bible says that he was obedient even unto death.
Amen.
He was obedient even unto death. He died so that we may have life. He took death upon himself, in his body, in his spirit. He was broken. His flesh was broken. The crown of thorns was pushed deep into his skull. The blood began to pour out. Oh, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. They battered the crown. They beat it into his head. The blood began to pour out upon his skull, streaking down his cheekbones, going down his face. He took a beating for us. He was bruised. He was broken for us. He was broken for us. Jesus was broken so that we may live. He was broken so that we may have life and life abundantly. He died so that cancer could be nailed to the cross. He died so that HIV, AIDS could be nailed to the cross. He died so that lupus can be nailed to the cross. Schizophrenia can be nailed to the cross. ADHD can be nailed to the cross. He died so that these things can be nailed to the cross. So that we can live free from them. Free from the curse that was brought on by Adam and Eve. We are redeemed. We are redeemed to follow the liberty of Christ. So we understand that death is the opposite of life, and life is the opposite of death. We understand that Lucifer, Satan, the serpent, the dragon, that old dirty, pitiful, fallen angel is the epitome of death. Then we understand that Jesus Christ is the epitome of life. He called Randaba Shithead. So many people in the world have death like mentalities. You ever been around someone, all they do is talk about their problems? You ever been around someone, all they do is spew out death in their life? Don't you know, saints, that we are creators like the Creator? My God. We are creators like the Creator. We little creators. Whatever we speak, we create. It manifests into existence.
Wow.
So if the Bible says life and death is in the tongue, the power of the tongue. Do you not know that little member, in your tongue is life? It is power. You are a creator under the Creator. What you speak will manifest. It will begin to materialize. I tell people, I don't care how much you go through. Life gets tough. Life gets hard. It throws blows at you. But no matter what, speak life.
Speak life.
You may cuss. A cuss word may slip out your mouth. You may stub your big toe. And you might just use God's name in vain. You may snap. You may do these types of things. But repent. And get back up and keep it moving.
Amen.
Try to discipline yourself to begin to speak life. Try to discipline yourself to begin to speak positively. Try to discipline yourself to speak those things that are not as though they are.
Yes, God.
Your bills may seem or appear or even be piling up in the natural, but begin to look at those bills and say, like the man looked at the dry bones and said, dry bones. He spoke to the bones. Speak to your bills. Speak to your body. You know how many times I had to lay hands on my body and pray for my own self and speak life back into my body? Do you know how many times I had to do that? And then even if cancer was trying to creep in, it had to go because of the power of the tongue, the power of the name of Jesus, the power of the resurrection, the power of him rising up. There's angels in this place.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know so many people have deathly mentalities? They're going through with their kids. They're going through with their spouse. They're going through with their bills. They're going through on the job. So they let it get to them to the point they begin to speak death. And that death is the opposite of what Jesus did. He died and he rose. He took our transgression, our sins upon himself, so that we may have life and life abundantly. So many people let the pressures and the woes of life tear them down, and they don't know how to speak nothing but death. When you are already going through a trial, because the purpose of a trial is to elevate you, to promote you, to make you stronger, not to kill you or defeat you. He never puts us under too much that we can't handle. It is to refine us like pure gold. So when you're already going through a trial and going through a test and you can't take the pressure and you begin to speak death, you are now enabling demonic spirits to attack your flesh. You're now enabling demonic spirits to attack your life. You're giving them legal permission to destroy you. See, the trial is not here to destroy you, but the trial is here to... Somebody didn't catch that.
Mm-hmm.
The trial was not to destroy you, but to employ you, but to give you a job to work for Christ. Do you know the whole purpose of us being created? God created man so that he may work the garden. That was our whole purpose, to work the garden, to live in the presence of God and tend to the garden. It tells us in the book of Genesis. That was our whole purpose until Adam and Eve messed it up. How many of y'all work in your garden? How many of y'all work in that garden that God has given you? Are you working it and growing fresh greens and plants and flowers and so forth? Or are you growing weeds and dandelions, things that come in to creep in and corrupt your garden? How many of you all are really working your garden? Hey, glory to God. So many people have corrupt mentalities, deaf mentalities, when all you have to do is get to a place in God. When you're truly centered in Jesus Christ, there is a supernatural peace that shall overcome you. A peace that surpasses all understanding. You will be going through and people will be like, my God, I don't know what's going on, but all I know is you going through, but you're smiling, you're going through, but you're laughing, you're going through, but you got the joy. Where is it coming from? You can look at them and say, God is my strength. You can look at them and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You can look at them and say, I am sinner in Jesus. Better give you an opportunity to win them. So many people have death mentalities. You need to be the one that's different. You need to be the one that stands out amongst the crowd. You need to be the one to say, I'm going to be the example in Christ Jesus, for he died and risen for me. Some people say it's easier said than done, Apostle. Well, this is when you begin to use the tools of the kingdom. What are the tools of the kingdom? The Bible says the sword of the Spirit is his word. Begin to quote the word daily. Make affirmations. Speak his word back unto him. Put God in a corner, so to speak. You can't literally back God into a corner, but It's an example, an analogy. Put him into a corner with his word so that he will have no other choice but to move on your behalf. Quote scriptures back unto him. Speak them out loud every single day. Pick a scripture, pick a passage, and begin to quote them. Quote them, speak the word. This is a tool. This is a weapon, the sword of the spirit. Place the helmet of salvation upon your mind, so when you begin to go under mind attacks, when you begin to, the devil begin to speak to you about your leadership coming against you and all of this foolery, this elementary stuff, this baby stuff that you should have got past years ago, but the enemy wants to corrupt your mind and beat your mind up and beat your mind down to get you to a place of isolation. I told you before, scientists say that being isolated too long, it causes brain damage. The enemy wants to put you under brain damage. And because you don't have the helmet of salvation on, you don't have your mind covered in his word, your mind covered in the spirit, the enemy begins to talk to you and create thoughts, wicked imaginations that exalt itself above the living word of God. You need that helmet on to protect your mind. You need it on.
Amen.
I said you need it on to protect your mind.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.